a moment. Just a reminder, if you have any questions today, to please use the hand raise feature and we will get to you for your questions for our coaches and student athletes throughout the day. We'll have all 14 men's coaches along with the student athlete and the same on the women's side. You should have received, if you received the link to this Zoom, you should have received the preseason poll and all conference team that went out at 10 a.m. We will provide a recording of all of today's events later in the day. All right, joined now by the Campbell Camels. As I mentioned, Kevin, year two in the league. What was the lessons from year one, and what do you take from that?
Well, first of all, thanks for having us. We're excited to, you know, have an opportunity to talk about Campbell basketball again. I'd say from year one, you know, anytime you're joining a new conference, all right, hopefully not, you know, everybody's not having to do that too many times in their career, because there's a lot of adjustment, right? You're getting used to how you're going to travel, you know, how the league is officiated, all that kind of stuff. I would say that one thing that we sort of saw as a difference from Big South to CAA was just the physicality of the league across the board. The physicality and athleticism was higher. Big South's a terrific league, but you can see it on a, you know, in a 14 team league where everybody's, you know, really driving it hard. Everybody has depth of talent, athleticism, and physicality. And I think we addressed a lot of that in this past offseason.
Going to go to questions here. Reminder, if you have any questions, to use the hand raise feature for both Coach McGee and for Jason this morning. Brian Mull.
Yes, Kevin, good morning. Your team picked up the tempo last year as you got into CAA play, and we were able to do that a lot of times off of your defense. Is that something that you hope to be able to continue this season?
Not just continue, but we're going to take it to another level. You know, the depth of our team right now and the athleticism increase across the board is going to allow us to play more aggressively defensively. You know, our tempo and stuff last year was sort of skewed because we played very long defensive possessions. Actually, our offense was moving pretty decently. But we played very long defensive possessions. So if you look at metrics like KenPom and things like that, that had a lot to do with us, you know, soft press and then, you know, a lot of different defensive half court principles that ended up having us in long defensive possessions. We'll be a lot more aggressive this year. You know, and we've been practicing that way, and it's been really good for us. I think it's actually done a lot for us on offense as well, just because we've been kind of sharpening each other by all the aggression. And so I think, you know, the other thing about pace of play, as you kind of referenced, is we have probably almost every guy on the court can bring the ball in transition off of a rebound or a turnover. And we seem to be seamlessly transitioning into half court offense from there. So I think it'll be very, very good for us.
Thank you. Thank you, Brian. Trevor.
How's it going, fellas? Jason, first of all, congrats on all CAA honorable mention. What have you been working on this offseason to really grow yourself as a leader on and off the floor, as well as you know, anything that you've been working on that you saw last year could really help the team?
The biggest thing off the floor I've been working on was definitely my leadership coming into my senior year. The coaches stressed on me, I got to be more of a vocal leader, not just lead by example, which I tried to tend to do. So opening my mouth more on the court, off the court. That's definitely the biggest thing I worked on off the court. On the court, just getting with different coaches and working on different looks I might see this year, different type of shots I'll be getting in the offense, and just sharpening my tools. Really nothing too crazy. I mean, we added a couple different moves that I've been working on, but other than that, just working on the same shots and just sharpening up my footwork and trying to get my shot off quicker. That's really the main focus point of the offseason for me.
Thank you.
Brian, do you have another question?
I'm good. Sorry, I'll take my hand
No, no worries. Kevin, Jason, for both of you, you know, you play some games in the non-conference slate. You go to Virginia, you go to Ohio State, you go to North Carolina. You know, from an on-court and recruiting perspective, what does that do for you guys as a program to play those type of national TV games, to, you know, go to Virginia and what's now their a little more interesting opener on November 6th, and just kind of what that does for the program?
Yeah, I mean, I think the goal of, our program is to elevate Campbell basketball, Campbell athletics, and then Campbell University. And those opportunities are, you get a couple of them every year. This year we got probably a couple more high profile games. I'm very confident that we're going to go represent ourselves well. As far as recruiting and stuff like that, I mean, I think if you ask the guys, they'd all want to play all those games, and we always have to find the balance of, what can you accomplish versus trying to have, find success and all that kind of stuff. But certainly playing games on the ACC network or ESPN and the Big Ten network and all that kind of stuff is massive. And if you can get one or get a couple, you're really going to put yourself in an unbelievable position.
Yeah, and for you, Jason, just the opportunity to play, you know, not only in those national TV games and non-conference play, but as part of the conference package as well, to be playing on national TV, to have games in Buies Creek on national television, really the opportunity that gives you and your program.
Yeah, I mean the opportunity is amazing, but not just that. It's when you get those national televised games, there's just a different energy, not just in the locker room, but around the whole campus. And people are talking about the games, how it's on national television, and it really gives us energy going into the games. I mean, last year we played very well on the CBS network, both those games, and it came from the energy, the guys talking about it. We're all excited to play and going on that. I think it's not just the opportunity about playing those three big teams, but I think if you ask any guy in the locker room, they'll all say, we all think we can win those games. So it's not just we're taking it as an opportunity to be on TV. We think we can actually win those games, and we're going to do it to our best of our ability.
I will say too that 105-100 game back in February. I've followed some pretty wild games over the years. That one was up there. Trevor.
Yeah, up late for that one. It was a late night in Buies Creek, that's for sure. Coach, I know we've had a chance to talk this offseason, and just, you know, excited about the guys coming in and just the development everyone's made and how that's going to help progress this season. But just what's the message 2 weeks out roughly here from the season with the with real live basketball that's going to count in the win loss column soon?
When you say that, you mean message to with
Message to
the
the guys.
people?
Yeah, what's yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we're just kind of working really hard every day. We kind of, going with this prove it mentality. I don't think that there's many folks that are thinking a whole lot about us right now. I think that the preseason poll is reflective of that, and that's fine for us. We're going to work, and we know what we're doing. We know what we got, and we're just kind of, we're going to go prove it.
Thanks, fellas.
Kevin, Jason, thank you for joining us this morning. Good luck as you prepare for the upcoming season. Looking forward to seeing you guys up in Charlottesville in a couple.